This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live is the big VR push by the by Google's Cardboard device and the New York Times. Is it going to fall on its face this weekend, or is it going to be the biggest thing to ever happen to virtual reality thus far in our lifetimes? That's the big question right now. You can share your thoughts, especially if you have used Google Cardboard. And I'm surprised, I'd be shocked if we have people on our, you know, if we don't have anyone in our audience that hasn't used this. They're very, very affordable. You can go out and get one of these Google Cardboard devices for, you know, less than $20 in some cases, and it gives you basically nearly instantaneous virtual reality glasses. So you can join us on phones here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Conan, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, you can bring up anything you want. Greg is in California. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about Silicon Valley-related stuff. I wanted to talk about how San Francisco has the most expensive housing market in the country, and the latest brilliant progressive measures on the ballot are sure to make the problem worse.
Isn't one of them to basically highly restrict Airbnb?
That's a huge one. They want to highly restrict Airbnb by encouraging neighbors to spy on each other, and they also want to ban all housing developments in certain parts of the city for the next 3 years, because they think that reducing supply will reduce demand in an economic belief no one buys. They also want to see taxpayer-subsidized housing for people making $120,000 a year. Listen,
wow.
It's very simple. The people here eat this up in droves. It's insane. I'm embarrassed to admit that I live here. It was a huge mistake. If you recognize this is broken, you just have to go. It's time to start planning to move. This is not going to get fixed.
Well, I heard you, man, and that's why a lot of people are leaving California and the rest of the states. If they love liberty and they're coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, that might be something you'll want to consider taking a look at. We actually just had a couple new movers come out here from San Francisco specifically. They drove all the way across the country. I think his name was Robert Taylor. He's a blogger, and he and his new wife made the move out here as part of the Free State Project. So, you know, you might want to consider that.
I'm with you guys. Keep up the good work. I might check out his blog. All right, take care.
Hey, real quick, Greg.
Oh.
What are you paying for housing in San Francisco?
I'm getting a deal. I pay $2,100 a month for a 425 square foot studio. The median one bedroom is $3,500 a month right now. If you want a decent one bedroom, it's $4,500.
That does sound like a deal.
$3 million.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I hope that the paychecks are commensurate with the housing cost out there.
Kind of, but this is the problem, right? Is that you, and the other thing to remember is we also have horrendous traffic, right? Because the liberals are against any kind of like freeway renovations. So you will spend your life split between commuting to your stressful job that you have to keep up with, that you have to make an insane amount of money to pay off your house. I think it's a terrible lifestyle. I think people are trapped in a rat race here and they don't see it.
Thanks, Greg, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our friend Derek J. Freeman actually just moved out to San Francisco on sort of just a whim, basically. He's got a boyfriend who's out there that he met at Porkfest.
Whim
and
might be a strong term, but yeah, I mean,
well, eventually they're going to come back.
I think it's kind of a whim. I got that feeling. I mean, they look really good together, and they're happy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I think that I think a lot of people in our movement are they float around with the wind. I mean, whatever floats their boat, whatever They're always changing their mind about things, and it's just they're living their lives.
And that's fine. Everybody's got their own journey, their own path mm-hmm. that they're on. But man, it was a real shock for him when he got out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to find a place to live. Very, very hard. I mean, even temporary places to stay. He ended up getting a room in a house run by some sort of little dictator who, you can't blame somebody for, if you're dealing with tenants, there's all kinds of problem tenants. So I can understand having a bunch of rules for people. But apparently each of the tenants in the house has a form that they have to fill out on Google Docs every single day that is like a checklist of things that they're supposed to do to keep the house in ship shape or whatever. And so if you don't fill out the form, you're in violation of your lease. And it's just, a lot of micromanagement.
There's a form
going on.
The form!
And it's $750 per month for a very, very small windowless room that he's staying in there. Plus all of these responsibilities around the household as well.
Is it a lot of responsibilities, or just that you have to fill out the form?
It's a list of responsibilities. Every person is assigned certain roles and tasks.
Are there outdoor things that one has to do?
I'm not clear.
Because there's just not that much to do indoors to keep a house in ship shape.
There's cleaning and things like that.
Things have to be cleaned.
Whatever. It was ridiculous. This was basically his only option, and he didn't really have anything else that he could do.
If I was to take on tenants... Ian, I might fall into that. The only time I've ever lived with people is like in the military,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot stand it. I mean, it's very hard for me to. I mean, I can have people over, every now and then, but to actually live with them and have to worry about their beard hairs in the damn sink or them leaving dirty dishes or whatever. I mean, and having to. Oh God, people are. People are horrible.
Well, I mean, if I've got a lease with people, it'll have certain requirements, but it was nothing like what Derek was dealing with at this place in San Francisco. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Will on the line in Tennessee via Skype. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to bring up a debate that's happening here in Tennessee, and I have a feeling it's going to move to other states.
Hmm.
With government getting involved in school, we've seen the, continuous decline in the American standing internationally in academics in every single subject. I mean,
we spend more money than any other country on our education.
Both of these things are true, but there are plenty of, every other nation that has these schools, their governments are involved in their schools too. Why is it the United States government, somehow screws up education versus these other governments that are doing education?
I think it's the size. I mean, if you're talking about Sweden, I mean, what's the population of Sweden?
I don't know the answer. A
couple of
million? A few million, probably.
So, I mean, yeah, they might be able to do it, but we're talking about, a huge country that's, huge portion of the globe.
9.5 million in Sweden.
There's just too many corners that people can get sidetracked. Or where bureaucracy can get run right off the rails in a country this size.
Well, what do you think, Will? Go ahead.
Well, now, if it's not bad enough that we have government controlling the standards of education, in the state of Tennessee, we now have they're now pushing bill so that the legislator has control over curriculum in Tennessee. What information is deemed factual or infactual, what goes into textbooks will be decided by legislators rather than academics and, people qualified in the field, basically to the point almost that it sounds like popular opinion will decide what will be taught as history in Tennessee classrooms if this bill is to pass.
Sounds pretty scary. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, we've been working against it here. I just had a good friend of mine that went on an on-air town hall in Nashville to discuss it. Of course, any time that they were discussed, the Muslim guy that was there was talking, the Fox News people would put him in a small square and run video of ISIS on the screen.
God, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, seriously.
Oh,
and every time he would be making a point, they would stop him in the middle of his point and say, oh, well, we've got to go to Scott with the Twitter feed. Scott, what do you have from Twitter? So, I mean, you can tell that it was basically a setup of, the legislature wants control over curriculum. There are people who are upset about...
Everybody wants control of curriculum. Once there's curriculum, people want control of it.
Well, what we need to do is have people opt out and say, screw you to the feds at the state level, number one, and then others, you know, locals, moms and pops who have kids, have them opt out of the state-run indoctrination centers as well. Thanks for the call, Will. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is Free Talk Live. We'll give you that.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype. Skype username here is LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And I want you to know about shop.freetalklive.com. Go there to get your shopping taken care of. Of course, the holiday season is basically upon us at this point. And so you're probably thinking about getting some gifts for your loved ones. If you do not have Bitcoin, go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then there are links to Amazon there, as well as Walmart. You can click into those links, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price when you shop there at shop.freetalklive.com. And by the way, those links are good for people in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., so go there and get shopping if you don't have Bitcoin. If you do have Bitcoin, then I recommend saveitpurse.com, which is also linked to from shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about virtual reality quite a bit here tonight, and we just had Will on the phone from Tennessee talking about these government bureaucrats taking more control over, educational curriculum, which is a scary idea. There are already plenty of reasons to not send your kids to government school, and of course, the longer the government's in control of these schools, the worse they seem to be getting. So, you know, number one, get your kids out of government school if you possibly can. And what educational methods will virtual reality be bringing to the table very, very soon that previously, you know, kids have been used to sitting in a classroom the whole time when they're being educated. With virtual reality, if you want to take some kid to the Amazon jungle or whatever, you don't have to leave your home. You just put on this virtual reality headset and you can go learn about all the species in the Amazon jungle. They got the ViewMaster thing with like the African plains where you can, you know, click on the elephant and it'll tell you what its scientific name is and give you stats and facts about it and things like that.
Or maybe straight to the moon to, you know, take a look at them footprints and those flags that are supposedly standing up there somewhere.
I don't know if they have that part, but they do actually have a space system kind of thing where you can go up into space and move around and fly around.
There
really
are
cool
places on Earth that you cannot experience through pictures.
No doubt.
You can get an idea of what they're like, but you can't.
Ooh, like deep sea diving and stuff. You know,
there's just all kinds of them that you can't get the perspective,
right?
Through a picture, you just can't. You can't be awed in the same way.
No,
you go look at some pictures of the Grand Canyon, you'll find that, you know, there's some really great pictures of the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
And then
not
once you go there, no picture can do justice to the Grand Canyon. So I think these VR glasses might have an opportunity to, give people, get them much closer to being there in real life.
Yeah, I agree with that. So we were telling you about ArsTechnica.com and their critical opinion of the upcoming major release of Google Cardboard. You can go and get Google Cardboard right now if you want. And I heard rumor that Brian Sovereign actually has a pair of these goggles, so maybe we'll get to hear from him at some point as to what it's like to actually use these things.
Yeah, he might be reviewing it on the next one of his programs.
Sovereign Tech, yeah. So anyway, the Ars Technica piece here is a little critical of the idea that Google's going to be giving away 1.3 million of these things in the upcoming Sunday Times distribution. And they flash back to the year 2000 when the Dallas Morning News gave away a million of these things called the QCAT, which is basically a barcode scanner that they put barcodes in the newspaper, and the idea was you'd scan the barcode with the QCAT, and it would take you to a website that would supposedly give you more information. Well, it didn't really work out very well, and the company went out of business the next year, and so it was a total wash. Now, obviously, that's not, you know, we're not comparing apples to oranges there, but it is a similar concept in that they gave away a technology device in a newspaper and hoped that it would work out, and it didn't. QCAT and its investors made some bold moves, says ArsTechnica.com, that tried and failed to connect the dots between old print media and internet publishing methods.
This was tried by other organizations. You still can see it to some extent is sort of like scan this QR code and find out more and these kind of things. They're trying it all the time for print media to span the gulf to digital media. And, you know, maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
So the Times push for VR film distribution may face a similar pushback. Why not just watch the video on a flat, non-VR screen? Now, we've tested a lot of VR systems in the past year, says Ars Technica, and some of them offer very compelling answers to the question. When video content delivers on the promise of virtual reality, when viewers feel a sense of presence through elements such as head tracking and surround sound audio, the experience can feel transformative. But our Google Cardboard tests have have not felt that way in the slightest. And here's the bad, here's the real, I think, meat of this particular story. The Google Cardboard system, which requires users to stick a smartphone into a cardboard headset contraption, then hold the thing up to their face to view VR imagery through custom lenses, differs from other major VR solutions in a few key ways. For one, the field of view is significantly smaller. Some estimate that the cardboard reaches about 60 degrees field of view, compared to other head-mounted VR devices reaching roughly 100 degrees. That's a big difference. Mm. Think about the angle of 60 versus 100.
Sure, it's huge.
It's huge. The bigger issue is that the cardboard headset lacks a stable way to keep the view anchored to your head. Google's version of cardboard lacks head straps, and its paper construction allows a noticeable amount of wiggle. So as users move their heads, the smartphone display isn't always lined up consistently. Combine those issues, and you wind up with a moving image that looks a lot more like a high-tech ViewMaster than a legitimate VR headset. And truth be told, the ViewMaster picked Google Cardboard as their the new ViewMaster is using that technology. The lenses do a good job of shoving your smartphone's pixel-rich image right up to your eyeballs, but every time you move your head, the rig fails to match the moving imagery in kind, so the transformative feeling is dashed and often makes users feel dizzy. This isn't helped by full motion video that typically lacks a sense of depth, even when used with content created with a 3D camera. Most cardboard video apps and demos deliver images that look like giant flat panoramas wrapped around your head. The wide chasm between the best VR experiences and the one the Times will tuck into the subscribers' newspapers is no small issue. It could be more damaging to VR's reputation and uptake than Oculus founder Palmer Luckey's dorky Time cover photo or other mainstream stories. The VR gold rush has begun in earnest, and it will be a shame if media companies' rush to VR relevance makes people sick of VR, literally thanks to wonky cardboard demos before they get a taste of the best that modern VR tech can offer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Google's going to screw this up. They've screwed up so much.
Well, when you say that, what do you mean? They're talking about their experiences here with Google Cardboard. It's not, a professional VR device. This is sort of like the hobbyist's cheap version of VR. Well, and so the concern here is that this isn't going to impress.
And who are their viewer? Their viewership is going to... What do they... who are they? There's a bunch of old newspaper readers.
Yeah, 65 and up, probably.
You might burn bridges with these people. If I looked at a VR cardboard application, I might say, oh, yeah, this looks like crap. I bet there's some better applications out there.
Yeah.
And immediately maybe go purchase one for 60, 70 bucks or whatever they're going for. But some old dude might be like, this is crap. This is horrible. And then
even put it on.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's the end of it.
That's all you're hoping that they do is put it on. But these are the people who's, they pointed out already in the story, their only experience with VR up to this point is a ViewMaster in 1983, the last time that they did this.
It's going to be better than the ViewMaster.
It's going to be better than the ViewMaster. It's the best VR experience they've ever had.
That's true, but will it impress? That's the question. Have you had an experience with the Google Cardboard? What are your predictions for this major release of it this weekend? 855-450-FREE. That's our number. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We got a toll-free number, and you can join us here, especially if you have experience with Google Cardboard. 1.3 million of the Google Cardboard VR headsets are going to be going out with the New York Times Sunday edition this coming weekend. This could be a watershed moment. This could be a huge thing for virtual reality, or Ars Technica is saying it could be a major flop, especially if people aren't impressed with the Google Cardboard, which is certainly a lesser system than things like the upcoming Oculus Rift.
You know the funniest part about this whole story coming out? We're talking about this tonight. Last night, I watched They Live for the first time.
Wow.
And it's been on my to-watch list forever.
The old John Carpenter movie.
And, yeah, so the basis of the story is the man puts on these lenses, these sunglasses, which allow him to see things there in reality that you can't see without the help of these glasses.
That's right.
Where could maybe these Oculus Rifts or these cardboard Googles take us in? What's the next level?
I don't know, but maybe Brian Sovereign. Maybe Brian Sovereign can answer that question for you. What is the next level? Because he is the host of Sovereign Tech, great tech-oriented, liberty-friendly podcast. Also, the three-time panel host of the tech panel at Keenvention. It was great seeing you this weekend, Brian. And you know, the pictures, by the way, of the stage that you were on have just been uploaded, some of them, to the Keenvention Facebook page. It looked great. Your panel was excellent. Welcome, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Fantastic. Yeah, thanks. Always always a pleasure to be on the old stomping grounds of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and actually one of our listeners, I asked on our Facebook page, hey, does anybody have Google Cardboard? Figuring that, you know, we've got a relatively tech-friendly audience here. Somebody has to have shelled out, you know, $15 or whatever and gotten one of these things. And they said they had heard that you had it, so I figured let's see if we can get them on the air. And here you are. So what is your experience with the Google Cardboard, the sort of homebrew, cheapy virtual reality semi-device?
Don't knock homebrew in. There's some good homebrew out there.
That's right. Well, you know, this is the part of this that has to get people need to get over, I think, is that while, yes, it is just cardboard. In fact, actually, I was at the Bitcoin Investor Conference this past weekend as well, just before Keenvention, and I did a showing off of Google Cardboard because I did a full talk on virtual reality and Bitcoin. But the thing to get over is that really Google Cardboard is only as good as your phone. Mm. And so even though Google Cardboard only costs anywhere from $7 to $30, if your phone is a $600 phone, you're actually getting a $600 virtual reality experience. It's really not based around, you know, the price of cardboard itself. I have quite a few copies. There's been two versions so far of Google Cardboard. They just released the second version this last Google I.O. in 2015. And I think it's amazing. And in fact, what's really amazing about it is that it shows there's no barrier to entry to getting into virtual reality, because everybody really has, with the smartphone, everybody really has all the infrastructure that you need. They're the ones that you know, your $200, $300, $600 phone is actually doing all of the hard work. Google Cardboard is just a, you know, little stereoscopic lenses.
Yeah,
it's just a mount. Right.
So,
and go ahead.
Yo, okay, so let me just run some of these critiques from Ars Technica by you and see what you have to say about this, because Ars Technica is saying that, you know, first of all, for listeners just tuning in, New York Times is going to release 1.3 million of these Google Cardboards this weekend. So this could be a huge weekend for virtual reality in the United States. But their concern is that the field of view with Google Cardboard is way less than your typical VR devices, like 60 degrees compared to 100 degrees. But they say a bigger issue is that the Google Cardboard headset doesn't even have a strap, so you have to hold the thing on. Did you get a version that has a strap, or do you have to hold this thing the entire time?
You do have to hold it the whole time, but there's people that sell, they cost like $3 on Amazon. You can buy these like Velcro sets that'll put a whole strap, you know, right onto it.
Yeah, so I mean, that seems like a dumb thing not to have included, right? Like
right.
Just a strap?
Yeah, well, I mean, but consider for the New York Times, how much time do people spend reading the New York Times? I mean, at best, you can get through, what, a newspaper inside of an hour, maybe a little bit more. So I don't think that's a big enough deal for the New York Times.
So in addition to that, they say that, yeah, it does do a good job of shoving your smartphone's image right up to your eyeballs, but every time you move your head, the rig fails to match the moving imagery in kind. Now, is that something that you don't experience if you've got a really fancy phone, but if you've got sort of a mid-pack phone that, you know, it's not going to be as nice or as smooth of a graphical experience?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I have, you know, like a quad core phone at 4 gig of RAM, all that stuff. I mean, I don't notice any issue. I mean, your smartphone is just a block of sensors. That's all it really is. And it has a microphone on it and some radios. It does very, very well as far as head tracking that I've experienced, and I've used quite a few different apps, so I don't know that I agree with them on this.
What's a killer app? I mean, so if you've tried a bunch of different stuff out, what has been the most impressive experience with the Google Cardboard that you've had so far?
Well, I think it comes down to personal taste, of course. You know, when, like, say somebody's gaming, they don't, not everybody likes the same style of game.
Yep.
The big thing for me with virtual reality, I just want to, you know, I was that Conan there that was mentioning watching They Live?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the thing I want out of this. Is the only reason I buy into virtual reality is I want to sit in a virtual 1980s theater and I want to rewatch the classic Star Wars. Mm. I want to watch They Live. I want to watch all these movies like I'm sitting in a theater. I mean,
like that special shoes that kind of like stick to the floor.
Oh, God.
See, this is what I don't understand is that how, I mean, this that makes the most sense to me as sort of, and we used the term episodic earlier, but I'm not entirely sure, but how do you tell a story in this VR 360, you know, 360 around and 360 up and down experience when people might not necessarily even be looking towards the actors or what the action that's going on, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure how, like, if you're going to actually experience a movie, like, I'm more talking about experiencing the movie theater and watching a gigantic
screen. Yes, I hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how exactly Hollywood plans on working virtual reality into the actual movie experience, other than, like, 3D depth perception, which obviously has been around forever. I'm not sure exactly how that will work out. Certainly, Alphabet, or, well, that's Google's parent company. Google has, they bought out a company called Magic Leap, which is working on how how your body can, without much of an interface, really interact with the virtual world that you're in. But that's something that they haven't really talked much about, but it's been in development for a while.
So, by the way, the Magic Leap virtual reality video that's out there, is that real, Brian, or is that fraudulent stuff?
Supposedly that's real.
Is this the thing that I was talking about with the guys jumping into the office, the computer-generated characters coming into a real office and shooting at you? That?
Yeah, that sounds about right, like okay. The one. Yeah, supposedly that's much more than just some simple demo, but a lot of mystery around what they're doing with Magic Leap, that's for sure.
And as far as you're talking about actually wanting to watch these movies in 3D, are you talking about being able to interact in the movie, or you just want to be in the theater watching these movies?
Like in a virtual theater.
Yeah, myself, I just want to be in a virtual theater. I just want to feel like, you know, for a couple hours that, because I mean, I was born in 81, so I didn't get to see Rambo 2, you know, in theaters when it was out, but I'd like to just have that kind of that virtual experience of watching Rambo 2. And I mean, you know, not only that, but also the fact that in virtual reality, you could create, you know, a 100-inch, 200-inch screen that you could possibly be sitting in front of, and you could be in a room, you know, the size of a closet. And you're going to have that. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities to be had here as far as interaction. In fact, honestly, like I think, you know, virtual reality, you could do. In fact, I talked about this while I was in Vegas. You could do virtual kind of free state projects. I mean, it's never going to replace the real thing, but I mean, you could create spaces and you could encrypt those spaces where you could really interact with people and do all kinds of wild things. And the fact that everybody already has the infrastructure, that being the smartphone, you know, and all you need is a piece of cardboard, I think this is really exciting.
So you could slave away for the state during the day and you can go home to the comfort of your own home and you could plug into the free state project there on your home computer and escape.
Absolutely.
And escape away.
All the drama you want.
Brian, do you want to stick and talk about this a little bit more?
Yeah, I'll stick around this
time. Brian Sovereign is here with us from Sovereign Tech. You can subscribe to his podcast. Although, didn't you get rid of your website? Now you're just like SoundCloud only? Or?
Oh, no, I have a full website, sovereigntech.com.
Okay, good. For whatever reason, I didn't know it was still there. Sovereign Tech, Sovryn Tech.com. More with Brian Sovereign coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. And you can Skype in at username lrn.fm with you tonight in studio. You've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Also with us on Skype right now, Brian Sovereign is here. He was at Keenvention over the weekend. Also, he was with you, Mark, in Vegas at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. The Brian Sovereign tech panel. It's going to be a little while before I put out the official video on that because I release one per week basically after Keenvention wraps up, and I do it in the order that they happen. But soon you'll be able to see that, probably sometime by the end of the year, would be my guess. So, Brian, thanks for sticking on with us here. Your website, Sovereign Tech, SovrynTech.com. That's where people can go to download your podcast, which is also called Sovereign Tech. And also your new video game, I think that's probably worth a mention. What's the new game? Tell me about it.
Sure, appreciate all that. The latest game that I came out with is called Ninja Trek.
And sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just a fun puzzler. Like, if you enjoyed the more classic Legend of Zelda games and the like, it's an RPG. And, it was a lot of fun, to make. Not a terribly long game, but lots of action. Pretty cool little story in it. And it's just, you know, ninjas on a trek. So, awesome. Yeah.
So
Pirate Trek coming next.
Sovereign, that's right.
SovereignTech.com. Now, we had you on the show here here, and it was short notice, so thanks for coming on short notice. I basically sent you a message briefly a few moments ago, and you were willing to come on real quick.
No problem.
And talk about the Google Cardboard giveaway that the New York Times and Google are doing this coming weekend. 1.3 million Google Cardboard devices are going out to homes all across the country. ArsTechnica.com, their article is pretty critical, saying that, you know, this could be a bomb, that, you know, it's the user's phone is the most important factor here. You say you've got a really sweet phone. My phone, on the other hand, it's an S3. It's a few years old at this point. It's got only a 720p resolution, so it's certainly not the highest possible resolution. You know, I'm willing to try this because I'm a tech geek, and I'll be appreciative of its good parts. But the average person putting this thing together and sliding their phone in, maybe it won't be so impressive to them. I mean, if somebody doesn't have a great phone, isn't there a legitimate concern that Ars Technica has that this is going to fail to impress that person? They're going to chuck the Google Cardboard in the trash, and then they're going to want, you know, write up this virtual reality stuff as a bunch of hogwash.
Right. Well, I can't imagine that the New York Times is going to be doing any content that is that, hardware intensive,
okay,
to where a really impressive phone would be needed. If anything, they're just going to show off some videos, perhaps. That's
right.
One of the most common things that get used, is there's a specific YouTube 360
right
channel, and that allows you to see 360 degree videos. I can't picture New York Times doing much more than that. So I think the lower end phones would do just fine, as far as this goes, because, you know, again, you're just watching some videos, and if your phone can already watch YouTube, I think you'd be in good shape. As far as turning your head, again, I don't see New York Times really doing that much, like I said, hardware intensive, where you got to have the specific tracking speed of your head and all this stuff. I just don't see it. So I can't see why it wouldn't take off. I mean, it might just come off as a gimmick. Certainly newspapers have tried this before with like 3D glasses where they would, you know, they'd send it with the newspaper and then, oh, wow, you know, what a interesting thing. And then, you know,
the
they only do it.
3D glasses were huge. I remember when Creature Feature would come on, and you hadn't gone to 7-Eleven to get your Slurpee with the 3D glasses in it, then you were SOL. And,
right.
I remember that. You know, I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, and maybe, you know, maybe this will work because it's bringing it to the home. I mean, the reason that a lot of, you know, those other technologies, like, you know, or like 3D, simple, that wasn't even technology, that was cardboard and some cellophane back then too, with 3D glasses. I mean, you know, the home experience was far better, so you wouldn't pay to go do it into a big industry. So I think this might work. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that I think it's got, everybody has, the infrastructure already exists, and maybe it'll just be a gimmick, but it might be a fun gimmick, and maybe they'll just do it every once in a while, and people can break out the old cardboard to do it.
What do you think? And tell me about the interaction here. I was watching a video about Google Cardboard a couple nights ago, and it talked about there are magnets on the Google Cardboard, and that somehow the magnet interacts with the phone. The phone has like a magnetometer or something like that that detects magnetic fields, and that's how you interact. Because if the phone is in the front of your Google Cardboard, obviously you can't reach up and touch the screen because it's in front of you.
Yeah, so this is where things do get a little strange, and they need to improve on that. In fact, based upon which model of Google Cardboard you buy, there's a bunch of independent companies that have released this. Google really doesn't have their own official one. They only release those at their own events. And there's this funny little magnetic switch that operates, and it also, you navigate partly by tilting your head, because, of course, phones have accelerometers, mm-hmm, and so that allows you to navigate, through everything. And what you do get used to, and it's a really ingenious way of doing things, is that when you're actually, once you're into the program, you'll hold, like, there'll be a reticule, a little target reticule, and you'll hold that over a button on, you know, this 3D panorama that you're seeing, and that when you hold it for more than a second or two seconds,
it
will activate it. Right. Yeah, and that's very clever, and it works very well. In fact, I was using one app the other day that gives you a tour of the solar system, and you can control everything in your little spaceship all by that. The other way that this could be done, some people will actually create a thumb hole in the Google Cardboard itself, so that you can stick your thumb in there and press the button that you want. So that's one of the more interesting ways of doing it. So it's easy to get over that.
So is this something that people should go out and get? I mean, it's so cheap. There's like no reason that, you know, tech geek shouldn't have something like this, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's some great companies out there. Like I said, you don't have to buy them from Google. There's like a company called DodoCase that they're even coming out with their own app stores for their own stuff. You don't have to use Google Cardboard particularly. They re-released the ViewMaster.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's probably the best one. That's like $30. You can get it at Walmart, and it's a really high quality version.
But even that one doesn't have a strap. I mean, how many of these things come with a strap? I don't want to hold the damn thing the whole time I'm using it. I mean, if it is truly an immersive experience, last thing you want to do is have your hands up at your head the entire time.
Right, yeah, that's another thing. You would buy, like, there's companies that sell these, add-on straps, and it's really just Velcro and, like, you know, whatever they make.
What do you watch, Ian, where you need your hands free?
Good one, Conan.
Yeah, you know, that's a really popular thing. I mean, porn is a big deal on this stuff. And, in fact, I found it interesting. They said most the metrics, and they were anonymous metrics, but most of the times when guys would test porn in VR, they would play the part of the woman. You know, so they were the ones, you know, getting stooped. and I don't know what that means, but I find that really fascinating, yeah.
So you've used this to play games, watch movies. What are some of the things? Give me a quick rundown of what you've done so far with Google Cardboard. And how long have you had your copy of it?
Well, I've had Google Cardboard for pretty much once it came out, I bought one. So it's been over a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've watched the movies. I've played various games. The more of the, like, there's a version of Google Earth that you can use, and you can kind of, you know, like you're in a helicopter flying over everything that's going on. Just like if, you know, it's just a 3D representation of Google Earth. That was interesting. There's the Titans of Space. That's the one I mentioned earlier where I was taking a tour of the solar system. That was really wild. I had a lot of fun with that. I'll admit I have not gotten into the porn aspect of things. There aren't really any like independent apps that have done that yet. But that's about the list. I mean, the games are pretty basic. I really don't know how I feel about virtual reality gaming. I like virtual reality, like communicating and existing, you know, and like having hangouts and stuff like that in virtual reality. I think that's exciting. But as far as like actual gaming, like putting it on and playing, you know, Doom 3, the BFG edition or whatever, doesn't really hold a lot of appeal to me. I'm not sure how I feel.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Because, yeah, that's what I'm most interested in.
Because games seem the most interesting to me in this. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're going to want to do panoramic travel stuff, which is what you've basically done at this point. You know, you fly over something, you fly out in space, you take a look at the Grand Canyon, you look at these things. But after you've taken a few views, then you're like, okay, well, my viewing device here, I can set that down. I'm done for a while. But the games, it seems like that's the biggest value, you know, being able to sort of wield a sword, even if you're holding a broomstick, who cares, and, you know, squashing goblins or whatever you're doing with it, stabbing goblins. I mean, you know, that seems like the thing.
But you're going to get tired doing that eventually, right?
That's the whole point. I mean, there might be a weight problem amongst gamers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's exciting. Either way, there's lots of things, I mean, for all different interests, you know, really to do with it. And it's so exciting that there's no barrier to entry.
Right, and it's just a bit, right, the Google thing is making this so anyone can afford it, and it's about to blow up. I mean, this weekend, New York Times is going to distribute 1.3 million of these Google Cardboard, Oculus Rift coming out early 2016 now, from what I understand. So we're about to see a huge VR war, and the technology, of course, already looks great, and it's only going to get better from here out. Brian Sovereign, thanks for spending time with us here tonight.
My pleasure, guys.
Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech, SOVRYNTech.com. If you didn't get on tonight, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.